the number one preset on hearses all over Boston.
Happy Halloween from 105.7 WROR, Boston's greatest hits.
Happy Halloween!
The first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You can...
Trick or treat!
Everyone that we know is just giving out candy?
Trick or treat!
What are you supposed to do? I'm supposed to be done by now. Just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the way it works.
It's showtime!
Shut that!
It's the Halloween edition of the Lauren and Wally Show. Starring Lauren Owens as the girl who runs upstairs to investigate the strange sound. Silly girl.
Oh my god.
Good morning.
I'm very excited. Very excited to shake people down for candy tonight.
Now give me some candy.
Steal my daughter's candy, and if I see a Whopper in the bunch, I'm going to be angry.
87% of all parents admit that they take part of their kids' candy.
That number is low.
Yeah.
Okay. But the real telling tale is all parents eat 25% of their kids' candy.
As we should.
That's it?
They don't even have a job.
Yeah. You know, good point. A point well taken.
That's what I say to Lucy when I steal her best candy. I'm like, get a job. And then I eat her candy.
Okay. Wow. What a show we have coming up today. The world-renowned... You know, what do you really call... of spirit medium, I guess. Maureen Hancock is going to be live in the studio this morning.
Yeah, she's great. You're going to be blown away. Every time I see her and she talks to people and talks to the other side, it's mind-blowing.
It is odd to sit next to somebody and watch it happen.
Yeah, it's...
Yes, it is.
Really...
And to see the faces of the people when she does it.
See, she meets these people for the first time. She's never met these people before, which will happen today right here in the studio. Because we have just listeners who are coming in, and she'll say something like, "Does the name Bobby Ray mean anything?" And then they go, "Oh, yeah, that was my cousin, and he died 2 years ago, or something like that." And then she'll start talking about, "Well, Bobby Ray wants to tell you this and things like that," and it's things that nobody else could know. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Okay, we got that coming up today. We're going to tell you the best. They did a survey of 40,000 Americans on the best Halloween candy and the worst Halloween candy. 40,000 Americans can't be wrong.
Okay.
Or can they?
Mm.
We'll find out. We'll see what you have to say here. We got Dirty Laundry coming up 7:45 this morning.
Yeah, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World is like a hero.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah, well, he's a good dude. But
that's true.
He's got some burglary-stopping skills, and we'll discuss that.
What about Whitey?
Oh, I know. Isn't that just crazy? It's crazy, and it's, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that whole situation.
What's the whole way it happened and the transfer between the prisons
really
and where
strange.
He ended up and who was located at that prison where he died?
Strange.
Strange.
Very strange.
You know what else is strange? Brian Bell's creepy doll, and we're going to talk about that at 8:20.
Okay. Right, it was in the basement. The mayor's going to give us a call today, too, and talk rolling rally.
Oh, yay!
It is parade day, everybody. Yes, it is parade day. Halloween and parade day on the same day.
What a day. What a Wednesday.
Okay, stick around, everybody. It's all coming up right here, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Are you ready to get this party started?
Yes.
When a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air, it's time for the drama to begin. We have a player this morning named Dave Champeau. He's the owner of Kendall's Woodfire Pizza. He's from Marlboro, Massachusetts, and he's on the line. Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Really?
You run a pizza place. That's pretty awesome.
How's the pizza business going these days?
It's very good.
Okay, thin crust, thick crust. What do you specialize in?
We're thin crust pizza, wood-fired.
Wood-fired. Sounds good.
What's your most popular pizza?
The number 9, my favorite.
What's on it?
It features meatballs, pepperoni, ricotta, oregano, mozzarella.
Well, that sounds promising.
That's good.
With a side of Pepto-Bismol.
Okay. Hey, just so you know, Dave, next time you happen to be dropping by and a pizza falls off the back of your truck, my favorite is meatballs, pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, green pepper, and onion, extra cheese, please. Thank you very much. Okay.
Wow. That's aggressive.
Are you ready to play this morning for $1,000 from Century Bank?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Three,
You know, you know how the game goes, right, Dave? You got all the, you know, you just 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't know the answer, pass, come back to it.
All that stuff. He's up to speed here. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Two quarters and a dime equal how much?
60 cents.
What cereal snaps, crackles, and pops?
Rice Krispies.
Who sings Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
Is Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale a righty or a lefty?
Pat.
Where did Tom Brady go to college?
Pat.
How many days in November?
30.
Curious George's friend was the man in the...
Yellow hat.
Anne Hathaway played Mia Thermopolis in these films.
Princess Diaries.
Who hosts the current America's Funniest Home Videos?
Bob Saget.
Which U.S. state is closest to Bermuda?
Florida.
Is Chris Sale a lefty or a righty?
He is a righty.
Where did Tom Brady go to college?
Oh! Oh! Expired, but I must say you did a fine job.
You really
there.
Did.
Okay, now you missed three. Have you got
you
three of them wrong? And
me.
And you passed on one, and you totally surprised. You know what really surprised her more than anything else? Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
Anne Hathaway.
The fact that you knew Princess Diaries makes me want to eat pizza with you because that's amazing. The fact that you didn't know that Chris Sale was a lefty, that's interesting too. He's a lefty. Tom Brady went to University of Michigan. And America's Funniest Home Video, currently the host, is Alfonso Ribeiro. And the U.S. state closest to Bermuda, I would have guessed Florida, too, is North Carolina.
Go figure.
Wow.
How long did Tom Bergeron do America's Funniest? He did that for a long time, too, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He hosted every probably a decade,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, probably at least 10
years. And then Bob Saget, and I don't know. But.
Okay, hey, we have a consolation prize for you here, Dave. I think you're going to enjoy this a whole lot. A pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas Live on stage.
Oh, fun.
Discover the magic of the meaning of Christmas. Right along, you're more than welcome, right along with the Peanuts Gang, November the 29th through December 2nd, Box Center, Schubert Theater. Enjoy the show. It's going to be a great time, and thank you very much for being a member. And I hope.
And plug your pizza place. Yeah, what's the name of it again?
Yeah, what's
when
the name
you're in town, stop by.
What's the name of it?
Kindle Woodfire Pizzeria.
And where is it? Is it in Marlboro?
Marlboro, Mass.
All right.
Marlboro, Mass.
Excellent. Great job.
There you go. There's free advertising for you. That's a win, too.
Do you deliver?
Yes, we do, to the DoorDash app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Look at that.
Okay. Have a great day.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Here we go, let's
Here's
get to
Lauren,
it.
Lauren, LBF, Boom.
To another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemonifas have had a little too much to drink, so they decide to walk home. As they walk down Route 302 past an old cemetery, they start checking the old head markers, trying to find the oldest person in the graveyard. And we hear...
Zeevis, I think I found the oldest person here.
Well, how old is he?
Says 145.
145? What's his name?
It doesn't have his full name. Says 145 miles from Portland.
Oh, come on.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of the city of Boston, Mayor Marty, is on the line with us.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mayor Marty. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning, getting ready for the big day today in Boston.
This is a fabulous day. We are so spoiled. This is the 11th duck boat parade we've had in the new millennium, and they just keep getting better, don't they?
I was just thinking that. We were just talking about that in the car, saying about it's amazing that other cities must be so, like, mad at us for
I know.
For winning so much.
I know. So, how many people do you estimate are going to be downtown today?
I think they said anywhere from 800,000 to a million people possibly today.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think the weather is going to be nice, and I think a lot more people. I mean, if it was this morning's freezing, so I think as the day goes on, it gets up to the 50s, I think 55 maybe, it's going to be could be that many people. People are pretty excited about this.
Is this a hard thing to do? I mean, you're actually pretty good at it, considering you've done all these
parades. You've had a lot of practice now.
But... Is it a hard thing to do to put this together this quickly?
No, actually, we had an extra day here, which worked out well. I was talking to my team yesterday, and they said the extra day really helped. You know, the police have it down pretty well. DPW, Public Works, Transportation, Water and Sewer, Fire, Police, EMS, and then the other public safety agencies, the partners we have, MBTA, Police and MBTA. So everyone has it down pretty well, so it's good. It's just making sure logistically it goes off okay, and making sure that everyone's safe, and hopefully that everyone takes care of themselves and acts accordingly. As long as all that stuff happens, we'll be okay.
Yeah, don't be dummies, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Are you going to be in a duck boat?
No, I'm not going to be in a duck boat. I'm going to be watching it somewhere. I'm not sure I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it somewhere. But, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, I like to be available in case, you know, we need to do anything today. And plus, it's not about me. It's about the Red Sox, about the fans, about people who you know, the Red Sox play on the field. They brought home this World Series. I think a lot of Red Sox staff is going to be on those boats today. And then the fans, it's all about everybody enjoying themselves today.
Mr. Mayor, when you're growing up like we did and we went so long without a world championship, don't you feel like you better go to the parade today because you never know when one's going to happen again?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I often think of that. I mean, growing up, we didn't win any. Well, the Celtics won. I remember being in town. I think it was after the second championship in the 80s. I remember going to the town Boylston Street. I remember I was going to school in the Back Bay. I remember seeing Larry Bird and the trophy down there, the parade they did back then. But you just never know. I mean, these things are hard to do. It's hard to get back to the championship. You know, we've been spoiled here to some degree between, you know, the Red Sox and the Bruins. And I mean, the Red Sox and the Patriots. And I think the Celtics are potentially about to go on a run, too.
Well, Mayor Marty, I mean, there are 18-month-old babies that have never seen a parade like this.
It's so sad.
It's amazing.
It's really sad. It's so sad.
Somebody held a sign, you know, I've been waiting, I'm 4 years old, waiting my whole life for Red Sox World Series.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, that's great. Okay, and hey, thanks a million for taking care of this and putting on another duck boat parade. And
did you ever have a doubt? How did you stay up for, like, the whole 18-inning game? How were you watching the series?
Yeah, I didn't have a doubt with this team. I mean, when they get to the World Series, I thought that top of the series was going to be Houston. And when we beat them the way we did, I just had a feeling the team was going to go on. I thought they were actually going to win it in four. I wouldn't say that. But, you know, I watched the 18-inning game. For about 10 minutes, I got a little nervous after the 18-inning because that could be a momentum swing, but it wasn't. The team came back. The next game, they bounced back on the seventh inning. And then there was no stopping them. You know, this team was a great, solid team. Everybody stepped up on this team. That's what's beautiful about this team. There was no, you know, it wasn't like in some of the other teams. It was the middle of the lineup. You know, Manny Ramirez, a big poppy, and, yeah, you know, Veritek and Lowell and those guys. This whole team played unbelievable. And the, you know, second half of that lineup really won the World
Unbelievable.
Series.
Miriam, I was actually encouraged by the loss in the 18-inning game because I thought, well, if it takes them 18 innings to beat us by one run, we can't lose after that. So, hey, listen, thanks a million for all you did for us. We thank you so very much. And
everything you need to know about going to the parade, all the little details, go to WROR.com.
Hey, thanks a lot, great. Mr. Mayor. Have a great day today, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay.
We'll see you at the next one.
Yep.
see you in the spring.
We'll see you at the Super Bowl parade, and then we'll see you at the Celtics parade.
Sounds great.
Okay, have a great
thanks,
one.
Thanks, Mayor Marty.
Okay, coming up next on the 101 Morning Show, I think we need to have a little tune about this whole parade thing and the championship. We're going to play a great Red Sox tune for
excellent.
You. Okay, just a little reminder for you. Today is Halloween. We have something very special coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Internationally renowned spirit medium Maureen Hancock will be live in the studio. This is going to be absolutely spectacular. Now, okay. Right. Well, we got a parade kicking off in under 5 hours now, and I think we need to start the celebration right now. So, this is all about the Red Sox.
Smoky Betts, Fenway, L.A. got blown away. Fenway Park, cold wind chill, Chris Hill said, let's go. JBJ has good vision, shocked the Dodgers on television. Back Bay, South Station, duck boat set to go. Martinez hit a bomb, Brock Holt all playoff long. Xander hit a long one, Pierce hit another in the sky. Kimbrel looks so mean, we have another ring. Joe Kelly, Evaldi made LA go bye-bye.
We won another title, 'cause we're always winning. heads are spinning. We want another title. LA couldn't fight it. Big Machado fight it.
Okay, everybody. The parade starts at 11 o'clock this morning, and then the quest for the NBA championship started last night.
Absolutely, and Kyrie Irving had his best game of the young season, scoring 31 points. Celts beat the Pistons for the second time in three nights, 108-105 at the Garden. Jason Tatum had 16, Marcus Morris 15. Celts, they're 5-2. The undefeated Milwaukee Bucks are in town. They're 7-0. They come to town tomorrow night. Brad Marchand had the game-tying goal in the second period, then scored the game winner 5 minutes into the third. And the Bruins rushed past the Hurricanes 3-2 in Raleigh. Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak had 3 assists. Bees off until Saturday night when they play in Nashville. Patriots gearing up to face Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers Sunday night at Gillette. This will only be the second time that Tom Brady faces Aaron Rodgers. The last time was 4 years ago, and the Packers beat the Pats 26-21. And for the fourth time since 2004, the city of Boston honoring the World Series champion Red Sox with a parade begins at 11 o'clock outside of Fenway. Go to WROR.com for all the details. And good news, Red Sox fans, the Red Sox have picked up the $15 million option on Chris Sale's contract for next year. At the end of next year, he becomes an unrestricted free agent. And happy birthday, the world-famous, terrific guy, Mike Boyle, strength and conditioning coach, who helped get the 2013 World Series champion Red Sox into shape. So happy birthday,
happy
Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. Okay, coming up next, we got Brian Bellbuster for you.
Yeah, you know, for Halloween, Katie wanted to get her boyfriend, Connor, and he works at one of those pop-up Halloween stores.
Yep.
So I called and annoyed him all day as different characters.
Yes, I am looking for a princess costume.
Yeah, we got princess costumes. We got Princess Peach, generic princess stuff, Cinderella, anything like that. We have that.
I find your lack of costumes disturbing.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Katie. She wanted to get her boyfriend Connor for his birthday, and Connor's working at the little pop-up Halloween stores.
Sure.
So I'm going to call him and try to get all sorts of different costumes from him.
Okay.
Hello, this is Connor.
Hey, Connor, how you doing? This is Jack Tripper. I'm trying to find some costumes for my kids. I'm wondering if you guys might be able to help me out.
Yeah, sure, Jack.
One of my sons is looking for, it's like a tall, kind of lanky, yellow, like feathered hair kind of costume.
Like a Big Bird sort of thing? We got Big Bird, Ernie and Bert over here.
Okay, yeah, that's close. It's he's actually trying to be Larry Bird. Do you have a Larry Bird costume? Big Bird's close.
But Larry Bird? No, we don't have Larry Bird. I mean, we got some jerseys and stuff, but no, and we don't have Larry Bird. We do have Big Bird, though.
Okay, well, that's pretty close. My other son, he's looking for a hooded costume. It's like a scary face, kind of, you know, very serious looking, doesn't smile. There's like a cutoff sleeves, like a hoodie.
I mean, we got a few. We got like a Grim Reaper.
Reaper's close.
Like sort of, yeah, like an ogre stuff. A lot of hooded, sort of like scary death creatures, zombies, things like that.
Yeah, this guy, he's trying to be, you know, he's not very good with the media. He's kind of angry a lot of the time. Bill Belichick, do you know, is there a Bill Belichick costume by any chance?
No, we don't have Bill Belichick.
No.
No, nothing like that. Again, more jerseys and stuff, but not a Belichick-specific costume.
Okay. Well, my daughter, she's looking for, like, pink and plasticky-looking, and there's blonde, like a blonde wig.
Like a Barbie sort of thing. We got Barbie stuff, other sort of dolls, like Bratz dolls, costumes.
No, she's trying to go for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Do you have any Real Housewives? Maybe a wine glass?
Okay. We might have some plastic wine glasses around, but no, again, nothing like prepackaged Real Housewives, no.
All right, well, maybe I'll come down there. All right, thanks for your help.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Halloween, it's Connor.
Yes, I want to buy some supplies.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Do you have any floor-length black capes?
You say floor-length capes?
Yes, very long, flowing black capes.
Yeah, we got a bunch of capes.
Good.
Some long ones, yes.
Do you have those sharp teeth? You know the sharp teeth? Get some of those sharp-looking teeth?
Uh-huh. We got plastic teeth that you can put right in there, some that you can sort of, like, glue on the front. We got a few options for that.
Okay. Do you have bats? You got plenty of bats? Maybe some coffins down there?
Funny. No, we don't sell bats. I'm not a pet store. Just Halloween stuff. Maybe some rubber bats.
Okay.
I can check.
Do you have any blood-resistant tuxedos?
Did you say blood-resistant tuxedos?
Yes, I keep ruining my tuxedos with the blood.
No, we don't. We don't have blood-resistant tuxedos.
Do you ship to Transylvania by any chance?
That's funny. We don't know. It's just you got to come in and pick it up, and we'll. So we're here all day if you need anything. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. Oh my God. Hi, Halloween Grocery Connor.
Yes, I am looking for a princess costume.
Yeah, we got princess costumes. We got Princess Peach, generic princess stuff, Cinderella, anything like that. We have that.
I find your lack of costumes disturbing.
Okay, that's funny, dude. Okay, is that for you or is that for somebody else?
No, it's for my daughter. I am her father.
Okay, man. Is this the same dude? What the f*** are you doing, man? I got a lot of work to do over here. Still unpacking boxes. You keep calling me. Is this the same guy?
Hey, Connor.
Yeah.
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know your girlfriend Katie contacted us?
Okay. Oh, my God, man.
She wanted to say happy birthday and, have a good time working down the Halloween shop.
Oh, my God. What the hell, man? I'm surrounded by costumes and Halloween. You got to understand, it's creepy on some level.
Yeah, well, we just, wanted to mess with you a little bit and hope you have a nice day.
Yeah, I'm having a nice day. It took a weird turn there, but it's still all right.
A little strange. We can help you get Katie back on her birthday if you want. And thanks for listening to Lauren and Wally, man.
Sounds good, dude. Thanks a lot.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Doesn't seem quite right, does it?
No, not
well,
really.
Good morning and welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air, and we're extremely excited because this is a big deal. Maureen Hancock, medium. I mean, she talks to the other side. She's in the studio. Good morning, Maureen. How
good
are you? Welcome
morning.
To the show.
Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm very excited.
Good to see you
my
here
favorite
this morning.
Day.
And we have special guests, listeners who just went online and registered, and they were randomly chosen because they want to see if they can make contact with the other side.
Yeah, these
Alyssa,
are the living guests.
Sharon, yes.
Yes.
Desiree, they're all here in the studio. Good morning, ladies. How are you? The ladies are fine, thank you.
And they're guests, a couple of guys.
Okay, couple of the guys.
I know one guy got dragged
we
along.
Got Dave, we got Steve, and then we also have Diane who's here this morning.
Yeah, one guy got dragged along just by the promise of going to the parade later.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Going
he's
to the
spirit
parade.
Virgin. Yeah. It's his first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
He's in for it.
So we've already asked Maureen if she thought if she'd heard from Whitey yet, and I said, no, nothing on Whitey yet. So
I don't reach that level.
That's good.
So would you start this morning by telling everybody your story?
So I knew that I could speak to the other side. As a child, I had lead paint poisoning back in the day when everybody had lead paint in the house, and I ate enough lead to kill 5 male adults, spent 3 years in children's hospital. Wow. My mother actually started the lead paint poisoning prevention law, got it passed on the state and federal level. She's the reason why you can't sell your house. And and then I used to see people walking around the house as a child because I was in a coma. Then when I came out, I saw spirits. Then I was in a car accident at 25 years old. Broke every bone in my face, had a near death, and I started to hear the spirits. So I was a comedian in Boston, so now I'm the comedian medium.
There you go.
That's
basically the story.
That's it.
And we're going to actually talk to these people this morning. Can you already feel any connection in the studio?
Well, when I walked into the room just a minute ago, I felt a younger male who passed suddenly waiting already. So I didn't even flip the switch in the overseas operator ready to go. But I felt it like over on the end over here and with you with the maroon on here. They don't have to be related. They can just kind of come in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
He's not related and his own actions caused his passing and you know his friends and this. And then you want to come up to the
Why don't you step right on up to the microphone because
And then the minute that you stood up, I did feel your father. Dad's been passed.
Yes.
I feel like he passed abruptly, too. I don't know if... you have a brother?
I do.
Okay, because I feel like maybe he missed your dad's passing or something.
Yes, he did.
He did, okay.
Oh, jeez.
So, but you've been trying to help your brother, and your dad's aware of it. You have your dad's personality, like just the dry wit, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you are him. I feel like I'm looking at him.
I've been told by my mother.
And I feel like he had trouble breathing, too. I just keep getting in here. He just said he had a lot going on. Did you not know his dad?
No, I didn't know my.
You did not. Okay, because he's pointing. That's my father. She didn't know him, and the so the young male. There's somebody like maybe Jack or John or something like that connected to him. I just want you to keep that in mind, okay? But your father wants you to know that he's super proud of you. I know you came here with a friend or something. Someone's medical field's connected because I keep seeing white coat. If you understand, that could be like nurse or medical assistant, and someone's just mentioned Katie. Anyone for a living, Katie? They can be living.
No, aren't you just starting a new job? With new job? Does your new job have anything to do with what she's talking about?
Not medical field, no.
Okay. But you're investigating things, correct?
Partially.
Are you a medium now?
No, but we just had this conversation.
He's an extra large.
No, I'm a triple X, really. Thanks for asking.
I love that you were like my, you're like really my Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
You just like joined in.
I am much better looking than Ed McMahon. Thank you.
Maybe we can find Ed.
Yeah. But you have a cousin, Katie.
Yes.
Right? So I bet you that connects to her. But your number one guest today is your father. Check on your brother. I don't know. I feel like he ran the other way.
He passed.
Oh, he did. Okay. See, I just get him like disconnected. So the younger male, when I first walked in, we all know somebody that's been touched by addiction, but I keep getting like toxins and things like that as well. Your brother passed abruptly, though?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a tattoo on your ankle or foot?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Okay. Because he's pointing to that.
Wow.
And then you're planning another one?
Yes, I do want one.
All right, where you're going to add to it one that you already have or something?
Something that's similar to the one I have, but in a different place.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And you have a strong grandmother coming through as well on your mother's side. So just, I'm right here too. What am I, chopped liver? So just know, Yeah, know that they're here for you. They hear you. Okay, and you're a little bit of a... psychic, right? You got that going on.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to guess your name is Desiree. Is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Wow. Look at you. That's everybody is psychic.
It's written down on this piece of paper for me. That's how I knew it.
Sell me a vowel, will you, Lauren?
Okay. Hey, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Okay, coming up next, right here on the Lorna Whitey Morning Show, we got your Men from Maine episode. And yesterday, LBF is on Facebook yesterday, and she's talking about, she reads a story about this woman who claims she's had sex with 20 different ghosts. And so then, you know, all the jokes start back and forth. Where do they register? Bed, Bath, and Wade beyond.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Buried in a beyond barrel. Wade,
yeah. So we just happen to have a Men from Maine episode about the same subject.
Sorry. Okay.
Hang on. That
is
coming up
after 10 o'clock.
Oops. Next, right here at 105.7 WRR. Plus, we will be back with Maureen Hancock for your Men from Maine episode here this morning. And by the way, we have special guests here in the studio because Maureen Hancock is our special guest this morning. And one of the special guests is Alyssa McDowell. It is Alyssa, right? Okay. And she is with her friend David Pedro. Now, we understand that David is a huge Men from Maine fan. So we thought we would play this Men from Maine episode, which happens to be about ghosts, and we'll dedicate this to David this morning. So here we go, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are surprisingly attending a seminar on paranormal activity when we hear the speaker ask some interesting questions.
I'd like to know how many of you have ever seen ghosts? All right. How many of you have ever touched ghosts?
After several responses like that, we hear the final question.
All right. How many of you have ever had sex with ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Me.
We have.
And surprisingly, only Lemonifus reply with a positive response. Then we hear...
Why, I find that amazing. You've actually had sex with a ghost?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we thought you said sex with ghosts.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lorne and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Thank you. Welcome. Okay, we have internationally renowned spirit medium Maureen Hancock here in the studio with us this morning. And then we have a bunch of guests who have joined us in the studio this morning. And Maureen has said that she already feels the presence of the other side. So what's in your mind now, Maureen?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm being bombarded by the spirits like it's the Verizon commercial, you know, the networks behind me.
Yes.
So could I have you... David, the first timer, come up to the mic. And then I need this young woman over here. So with David, I definitely have this younger male who keeps saying he's a friend of yours and, you know, just kind of laughing. And he passed unexpectedly. Do you understand that?
I do,
okay, because I just heard we never got to say goodbye. I feel like you may have been disconnected a bit as well, like before his passing. That's kind of what it feels like there. And I am getting like unanswered questions around his passing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. It's my friend. I passed away probably like 6-7 years ago.
All right, don't tell me too much. But there's a question like, okay, they're not sure if, you know, he was involved in his own, but it does kind of feel like that. So he said, thank you for thinking of him. And then... I definitely have a grandfather for you coming through. I maybe was Army or something. So
yes.
That's the, right?
Yep.
Okay, so he's a huge guide for you. And are you trying to get rid of your car? Is it a piece of junk or something? There's a lot of problems. You were just doing something with the tires and then you...
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Okay, yep. What happened?
Wow.
What happened?
Well, I've had my car problems for a little bit now. So I need new tie rods. I need new tires.
All of it.
Yeah, I pretty much need a whole new car, a brand new car.
Yeah, that's what they said. So, you know, I'm hearing bump, bump, bow, now. Right? So,
that sounds about right, actually. Yeah, that's how it sounds.
Yeah, might be a little too young for that one. But but thank you. Lots of love. And then I have from the heavens.
He just came in for the
parade
today.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Right,
yeah.
Wow.
What do you think, Dave? Is that a little...
Hey, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for the parade.
Yeah. but you got to talk.
And you get to talk to your buddies.
Yeah, well, we have all your deceased loved ones on the duck boats today. So they'll be waving. And then this young woman here, I have your father trying to make a connection. Very loud man, vocal. I feel like I see at least three people around him when he passed. He's talking about his passing, and you were talking to him and... Or something. You were there when he passed, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was on the phone when he passed.
All right. Well, someone was telling him, like, it's okay to go.
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's probably the favorite. I'm just kidding. You know, he's a troublemaker.
He is
a troublemaker. Like, without a doubt. And then, what, it's either you or your sister, like, you're putting off getting a crown or something?
My sister.
Okay. Oh, what's up with her... tooth stitch?
It's broken.
Okay, so he's just very aware. Like, your father's like, give him the facts, give him the facts. Like, I want to prove it. But he's always around you. This guy would give the shirt off his back. He's awesome. He's awesome, and he's very proud of you. And then what happened to the cross on the chain?
Yeah, I had rosary beads and it broke.
Okay, because he said something happened.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps on my arm like you haven't seen before.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get him to be quiet. By the way,
he's not going to.
And someone is Charles,
my uncle.
Okay, what's up with him?
Oh. He's just sick.
He's very sick. There's prayers around Charles from his mother. Okay, your
grandmother. Yep.
She's very strong. She's your number one. okay? She's making some kind of weird soup with like grass in it. What is that?
It's her famous chicken noodle soup. She puts a lot of different vegetables and ingredients in it.
All right.
Oh,
I'm seeing.
It's so.
Can you tell? I don't cook much. It's like grass.
There's some grass in it. Wow.
Yeah.
She refines the celery to look like grass.
She does.
Whoa, come on.
Very nice.
Whoa,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, lots of love from the heavens above.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, before you sit down,
are you officially freaked out now?
I've been to her before, so.
Oh, you have? Okay, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Has anything ever happened?
Yeah.
For you before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's absolutely amazing. Okay. You're going to talk to somebody else in a few minutes, okay?
I sure will. Bring it on.
And by the way, is there anything new in your life we should know about?
Well, I mean, I started the Maureen Hancock University teaching people how to be a medium or how to get in touch with their intuition. Right, because everyone has these abilities to see, feel, hear. I mean, how many times have you heard your name being called, not after a night of, like, you know, Captain Morgan or those other awesome friends of mine. But, yeah, they can check it out on the website, MaureenHancock.com.
Okay.
Starring Lauren Owens as the girl who runs upstairs to investigate the strange sound. Silly girl.
They should have known better than to do that.
So, internationally renowned spirit medium Maureen Hancock in the studio with us this morning. And by the way, if you would like to see Maureen live, be startled, confounded, shocked, and see all this, go to her website and check out the show that's going to be coming close to you. It's called Postcards from Heaven, and it's with a live audience, and you can come in, and who knows, she might walk right up to you and start introducing you to somebody who's been long gone.
Yeah, so, amazing. I've been to one.
MaureenHancock.com. And the next one is coming up this Friday, Orpheum Theater in Foxborough.
Yep. Very uplifting. I'm the comedian medium, so you laugh, you cry, you heal, so it's pretty cool.
It is great.
What are you feeling now?
So, actually, on the commercial break, your name's David. So, his friend kept talking to me, and I asked him, do you know Jimmy? And, yeah, so that's his name, right? I mean, you kind of freaked out. I freaked out. I yelled, eek. And then he kept talking about, he's talking about it now. Was he with his father when he passed?
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, I just got a chill.
Wow.
Because if you could pass on to his family, because he's like, my father. And do you know if anyone's Bill William?
That's his dad's name.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. All right, we got to go. But anyway, he's asking you to be the messenger, and they do that a lot. They want you to make sure that he knows, like, he's still with him. And he kept talking, I think he was 17.
He was 17, yep.
Okay. And then his number. I don't know what his number was, but there's something about a number on a shirt, a hat. Everybody had T-shirts made. I don't know what it is. Go ahead.
That was actually his soccer jersey number. Because I knew Jimmy for about 10 years. We played on the same soccer team together.
Wow.
And that was his jersey number. It's 23.
Okay. But he didn't drive, like, cars, right? Or
not
race
that I
cars
knew of.
Or?
He might have been in his spare time.
Okay.
But not that I was aware of.
Too. Cool. And then I have this young woman behind you. Can I have you come up to the megaphone? I have your father here. He's very nice. He didn't want to interrupt. This isn't really his cup of tea, but I just kept feeling like he had trouble breathing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it
okay.
does.
And I just heard, I'm not sick anymore, but he went downhill fast. And someone's Al or Alice, do you know?
I have an Al who's my grandmother's sister's husband who passed.
Okay.
But we all lived like close.
Everyone lived close. So even Al's popping in for a visit. Your dad has a great big smile. He just it's all about everybody else and not him. Go ahead.
I do have a godfather, Alan, who is really close with my father, who's sick right now.
So you have to sort of use your gut, go with the closest to you. You know better than me. I give the info and then I have people sort of put the pieces where they go. But your dad keeps talking about three kids, three of one sex. How many is he one of?
Do you know? He's an only child.
Okay, and you're?
I have one sister.
How about the guy with you here?
He has one sister, too.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Hey, it's not perfect. You know, it's not perfect. I know that means something, though, and maybe that goes to Alan, but everyone is surrounding Alan with prayer, and definitely your dad is right next to you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's
pretty amazing,
amazing
stuff here. Okay.
They are, right? Not me.
Once again, if you want to see Maureen in person, simply go to the website, right?
MaureenHancock.com. And they can check out my Facebook page, the Maureen Hancock fan page, or follow me on Insta. I'm so not cool. The Medium Next Door. The Medium Next Door.
Okay.
I want to not believe you at all, but you just always give me chills when you're here. It's amazing.
You be quiet.
It's comforting. I don't think it's like creepy or anything like that. No. It's like very comforting to know that there are people that people have passed are still with you and still watching out for you, and they're never really
Yeah,
gone.
They're rooting for us to live a good life, live every day like it could be your last, and they're still with us, and my nephew in heaven always says, Auntie, I'm not dead, I'm just different. Yeah. So look for the signs, pennies, dimes, 11-11, seeing the cardinal. I don't mean Medeiros, the Cushing. Talking about the bird, right?
You had me at the grass and the soup. When you had the grass and the soup.
Now, you got me on the grass and the soup, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing.
Not the broken tooth. The tire rods. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy.
Yeah, it's the grass and the soup. Well,
okay, coming up, we got a bell buster for you, and this is all about Halloween costumes.
Yeah, this is a Halloween Brian bell buster. Actually, Katie wanted to get her boyfriend, Connor. So I called Connor. He works at one of the Halloween shops, so I kept annoying him, asking, sometimes in character, for...
Yes, I am looking for a princess costume.
Yeah, we got princess costumes. We got Princess Peach, generic princess stuff, Cinderella, anything like that. We got that.
I find your lack of costumes disturbing.
Oh my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Hey.
Grand in 60 seconds.
Okay, here we go, everybody. It is time to throw down the challenge and play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. We have our contestant, our player, on the line this morning. His name is Jonathan O'Brien. He is a police officer from Auburn, Massachusetts. Good morning, Jonathan. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Very well. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Great to talk with you this morning. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Happy Halloween to you.
Okay. You going to do any trick-or-treating tonight?
Yeah, my two kids, Grace and Connor.
Oh, that's nice.
Very good. Very good.
Are you going to steal their candy afterwards?
hopefully not. They probably bite me.
Come on, I gotta get a couple.
Okay. They're bigger and stronger than those.
Now here's the way to that's right. Plus you're armed. Okay. Now here's the
wow.
Okay, just trying to help you out here. Okay, here's the deal. We're gonna give you 10 questions within 60 seconds. Your job is to give us all the correct answers within that 60 seconds. Now if you're not sure about something, just say pass, move ahead, and you have time left at the end. You can go ahead and come back, pick it up. You get it done. We give you the cash, $1,000 in Century Bank. Are you prepared to play?
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared with the questions?
Yes, sir.
I gotta warn you, Jonathan. I think this is a tough one.
That's because he didn't do well on it.
Yeah, I didn't do so well on this one, Jonathan. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Candy corn.
What do the Red Sox ride in during the World Series celebration parade?
Duck boats.
Casper is a friendly what?
Ghost.
Who voices the monologue at the end of Michael Jackson's Thriller?
It's a surprise.
In which Massachusetts town does the movie Hocus Pocus take place?
Salem.
What was the score of the final game in the 2018 World Series?
5-1.
Spell apparition.
Pass.
What is the name of the psychiatrist in the movie Halloween?
Loomis.
In what country did carving jack-o'-lanterns originate?
Ireland.
Samhainophobia is the fear of what?
Halloween.
Spell apparition.
APPARITION.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes! You won! You win!
Wow!
That was amazing!
That was the best performance we've ever had.
That was great!
That was absolutely spectacular. You have just won $1,000.
You can buy a lot of Halloween candy tonight.
Whoa.
Hey, he's only going to buy candy corn.
Okay. So you set two standards here. Number one, you won $1,000 from Century Bank. Number two, you became the first person in history to say my favorite candy is candy corn.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So, yeah, you got everything right. I can't. Great. That was amazing. Congratulations. I'm so excited. What a great day.
It's
Halloween. We get candy. You're $1,000 richer.
You better give out the big bars tonight.
That's right.
We have
people
with Maureen Hancock here. It's great.
Hey, Jonathan, thank you very much for playing the game. Now, I want you to hold on here because we gotta you know, make sure your name is spelled correctly to put the name on the check here from Century Bank.
$1,000.
$1,000. Hey, pretty good way to start the day, huh?
Ah, that's great. Can't wait to tell my wife.
Okay. I know.
Okay, great.
Don't tell her.
Yeah. How are you? I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't breathe a word of this.
Tell your girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. And don't worry because nobody's listening to us. Well, I hope at least one of the duck boats, is playing Sweet Caroline today because we're just talking about that in the studio. Probably. You know, who would have ever thought that Sweet Caroline would end up being an anthem at a ballpark in Boston for the Boston Red Sox? And Hank was just telling me, you know, the whole story behind how it happened.
Amy Tobey was the woman who was in charge of playing the music at Fenway from 1998 to 2004. And they would play it intermittently between the seventh and ninth innings when the Red Sox were ahead in games.
Yeah.
And in 2002... she thought it was a good luck charm, and it stuck, and it's been played in the bottom of the eighth since 2002.
Can we stop now?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
No,
we're
just
won.
We won.
You think that's enough?
Okay. It's good.
Okay. Come
on. Good.
2002, right. It started to be a regular song. 2004, we won the World Series, and we're
there
still winning.
Okay, and we won again. Yeah. So I say we're going to have
to. I'm willing to chance it.
Yeah. Really? It'll take a while.
Chance.
God, I can't wait to hear James Taylor sing the national anthem again.
Okay. So, listen, our special guest in the studio this morning, the amazing Maureen Hancock, and kind of an interesting thing being here on Halloween. Maureen is going to be making her first ever appearance in the building they named after her, the Hancock Building in Boston's Back Bay. They used to call it the Marine Building, but they changed it to the Hancock Building.
Wow.
And you're going to be making an appearance there at the Back Bay Event Center coming up on Saturday, December the 29th.
Oh, wow. Great.
And
great.
So if you've always said, well, I don't want to drive too far to see Marine, you can see her right in the Back Bay. So that's a good deal. And then you got another appearance in Plymouth at Plymouth Memorial Hall on the 24th of November. And how many people usually are allowed into these
Usually now most of the events on the weekend are around 200, give or take.
So it's not too crowded.
Yeah, it's not like thousands like, you know, Teresa Caputo. But, God love her. But I am the Walmart of mediums. I read a lot of people. That's the biggest thing people say, like, wow, you just read like 40 to 50 people in a 2-hour span. Yeah. And I keep it really upbeat. I'm the comedian medium. So I'm just keeping everybody just interested because it gets boring when it's not your dead people.
Right.
So, but yeah. And then during the week, I do some smaller events so they can check it all out on MaureenHancock.com. And there's a free CD on my website, Flexing the Intuitive Muscle. Throw in your email address and you get the CD with nice meditations to the beach and the rainforest.
Nice.
And exercises for your intuition.
It's amazing. Great. Do you ever, have trouble sleeping?
I do.
Because the voices come to you in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I call it spirit somnia.
Spirit somnia.
Oh, my God. But
I really can't sleep. And I do turn it on and off when I say so. Mm-hmm. But after an event, I really am jazzed up, and sometimes I feel some leftovers, you know, and like, all right, come back later. And the witching hours between 3 and 4 a.m., a lot of people wake up at that time. Mm-hmm. And it's the veil is thinnest, just like now. Halloween, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the veil is very thin between here and heaven, so you get a lot more signs and intuitive hits right now.
I mean, because, wow. I mean, you know, we have our studio audience here, and you've been talking to, you know, some of their people.
Yes.
But, you know, even while we've been off the air, you're kind of...
Still going.
Yeah.
Still going.
Is there anything, you know...
Oh, yeah. Like, I was feeling this woman, Sharon's mother, and she said, you know, you did so much for me. And then she talked about, you know, a court situation that happened after she passed.
They really pay attention, don't they?
Oh, they do. She made you win that court case, by the way. And then this poor kid... James that came through was electrocuted, and that was sad, but maybe that can bring some peace to his family. And we were just talking about I can't shut it off. I can't stop.
Hey, Maureen, thanks for being here this
morning.
Thank
you so much for having me. I love you guys. It's been many years now.
Yes, it has.
And
it's great.
I love it here.
And if you want to see and hear more from Maureen, you just go to her website, MaureenHancock.com. Hey, thanks a lot, Maureen. We really appreciate it. Okay, coming up right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio program.
And Brian Bell has a creepy doll, and... we need to discuss it.
I mean, really
it
creepy.
It might be haunted.
Really
maybe.
Creepy. What's that movie? You know, you walk through the room, and they show the doll sitting there. And as somebody walks by, the doll's eyes move. And watch the...
Chucky?
That was it.
I think he had a knife, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Annabelle? That's another really scary
that's
doll.
That's scary. You know, and Brian Bell, the official executive producer, big time, big deal, big city morning show, is plays with dolls. I know this is a shocking statement, but he plays with dolls.
Well, I'm afraid of them.
Yeah, you should be. Porcelain dolls are possibly the scariest type of thing ever. And that is exactly what happened to Brian Bell. What happened?
Well, it's my daughter's doll.
Yeah.
My mom gave it to her for her birthday. Uh-huh. And I can't really bear to have it in the house.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Is it a porcelain one of those?
Yeah.
It's a porcelain doll
with
teeth.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It has teeth.
It's a doll with teeth and those eyes. Like a doll's eye.
Like, so the eyes blink, right? If you move the doll?
Do they?
Only if you lay the doll down, do the eyes close?
No, her eyes are permanently open.
They're painted on. It's a porcelain.
No.
And I just... I was going to bring it in today,
but I didn't want
to be in the car alone with it.
Yeah, I get that completely. You know, those dolls are so freaky. There's one mom, I really like this mom too. Her 7-year-old was so freaked out by a porcelain doll. She kind of, it was the Halloween version of Elf on a Shelf. She made the doll in the hall and she put the doll in all different places. And the little girl's like, no, I can't stand it. Scared her to death.
Oh, my God.
And then in Cambridge, there's a big Halloween dollhouse, like a killer dollhouse. So all outside the house are like dolls that are zombies and things like that. But I think the lone porcelain doll in the rocking chair in the kids' room is hands down scarier than a clown sitting there.
You never want to go to my sister's house.
You're kidding me.
God,
she have
really?
Dolls everywhere?
She collects dolls.
Oh!
My mother collected dolls in when I started to date Dave years ago, and he walked into my mother's living room, and there were dolls everywhere, and he just turned to me and he said, so... do you like that? I'm like, no, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.